Welcome to the Redeeming Roots podcast, hosted by me, Megan Barrett. One thing I've learned in my own life and from the women I've coached is that when things aren't going the way you want, there's a reason. The truth that most people don't know is that your unconscious beliefs are hiding beneath every decision in your life and are directly responsible for creating your results. Here on the podcast and inside my coaching programs, we dig deep to get to the root of what's happening. Not only to heal the past, but to rewrite the script. So whether you want to grow your own business, become a more patient mom, or just heal your past wounds and live into the real you, I'm here to guide you towards a life that's rooted in love, truth, and authenticity, where you are able to fully trust and lean into your own intuition. Thanks for being here. Let's dig into today's episode. Welcome to the Redeeming Roots podcast. I am so glad you're here today. I'm Megan Barrett, your host here, and I'm just going to hop on here with a totally unscripted episode because I made a reel on Instagram the other day, and as I was making it, I was like really emotional, and it was a reel about our journey, just how we used to live in Washington on 5-acre little mini farm, and we had goats and our kids were loved outside. And like from the outside looking in, we were like in this kind of picture perfect place. And yet on the inside, we were so stressed. Like, I mean, my kids were totally happy, completely oblivious probably. But my husband and I were just always, we just felt so much pressure. And so I made a reel about that journey. Like, what happens if, like, you're living this dream, but then you realize this isn't the dream for you? Like, it's not actually your dream. And it was a hard reel to make because I was, like, going through all of our old pictures and our old videos of, like, anyway, you can go watch it if you want, but it's kind of a longer reel. And I mean, we had a beautiful property in Washington State, and in 2021, we decided to sell the farm and move to East Texas. And it was like, it was a big deal. And I think making that reel was like one step in kind of healing that part of me that's like, maybe like, I don't know, I kind of like parts of me maybe miss that a little bit. And at the same time, it's like so healing and so freeing to be where we are now. So much healthier and happier for very different reasons. And so I just wanted to kind of share a little bit more about that and talk a little bit about how do you know if it's time to make a big change? So we're getting to the end of the year here. By the time this podcast airs, it will be almost the new year. And there's something about the new year that makes people change things. Like maybe you change your habits, you just make some big goals, you set a word of the year, you set some intentions. Whatever you do personally, maybe you love New Year's resolutions, maybe you don't, it doesn't matter. There's something about it, like, you know, just changing of the calendar year that makes people kind of second guess, maybe dig deeper, maybe just kind of lean into is like, what do I want for myself this year? And if you are someone who is sitting there thinking, do I need to quit my job? Do I need to change my job? Do I need to get a job? Do I need to move? Do I want to have another kid? Do I want to have kids at all? Do some friendships need to end? There's lots of any number of big changes that you could be contemplating right now. The holidays, like Christmas, Thanksgiving are over. You can kind of take a deep breath. But now there's all this New Year's energy, right? All this talk about new, new year, new you, right? And I personally believe you can make big changes at any time of year. But the question is, how do you know it's time to make a big change? And so the reason I'm hopping on here to record this episode in the first place is because I'm in a coaching container with myself as being coached. It's a group container, and in Voxer, it's been really interesting. We're kind of talking about our human design types and why certain things are a little more challenging for other profiles specifically. I'm a 2-4 in human design, and what that means, whether you know human design at all or not, it means that there are things that I am naturally gifted at. That's what that 2-line means. I'm like, I'm naturally good at things, which maybe you're like, well, that sounds nice, which, yeah, it's great. However, I don't usually know what I'm good at. Like, it's just like, this is just normal. Everyone else is good at this, right? So for me, sometimes it's hard to see, like, what are my strengths? What am I good at? Unless someone kind of calls it out of me, unless they say, hey, I see you doing this. Can you help me with this? So it's kind of interesting. The 4-line, just so that I can complete the thought, is more, it's like a networker, someone who has a network, who has like resources out there, who just kind of naturally has people, which feels very true to me. And so with this 2-4 in this coaching container, I was kind of like, you know, it's hard for me to know like what I'm actually good at because of this 2-line. And some of the ladies in there were just saying, well, think about like your whole life. What are things that you've done that people have like commented on or like made a point to mention, like, wow, you're really good at that. Or, wow, I can't believe you did that. And one of the things for me is like taking action on things that I want to do. And to me, it just is like, well, obviously I'm going to do the things I say I'm going to do. If I want to do it, I'm going to do it. But for so many people, as I've been thinking about it, so many people, I talk to them and they'll say things like, yeah, you know, I've been thinking about quitting my job for like 5 years. And my brain is like, well, do you want to do it or do you not want to do it? Right? Like, I'm always trying to figure out what needs to happen. And so I wanted to offer this as a perspective, knowing that this is something I just naturally do. And to some, it might feel harder. So if you are sitting there thinking, how do I know if this is something that I want to take action on? I'll just offer whatever comes to me right now. I haven't really thought this out a whole lot. This is one of those, I'm thinking through my process as I'm sharing it with you. So it's kind of like we're just having coffee. We're drinking some tea, some hot chocolate, some coffee, and we're just chatting. And you're like, hey, Megan, I kind of want to do this thing. How do I know if it's something I should do? So if you did that and I answered, I might answer in a number of different ways, honestly, because also in human design, I have an open ajna, which means I can see things from like a million different perspectives. So depending on you and your situation, I would probably ask some questions. Like, what makes you think you want to do this? What are the reasons for doing it? What are the reasons for not? And I would get you to tap into the emotion of it. So how do you feel when you want to do it? When you think about doing it, how do you feel when you think about not doing it? And the answers to those questions would be very telling. Often in conversations I have had with people, there will be some sort of inner turmoil, right? Like, well, I want to do this thing, but I can't because of this, this, and this, right? A lot of times those buts are limiting beliefs, or maybe it's like different parts of your brain that are like unsure which one to listen to, right? Like, I want to get out of bed and go to the gym, but I want to stay in bed and sleep. Those are like conflicting things. And so if you were a coaching client, we could do some parts integration. If we are on a podcast right now, as we are, I would invite you to dig into that. Do some journaling and get clear on what's actually happening. Is it that part of you wants to do it and part of you doesn't want to do it? That's one situation. Is it that you really want to do it, but there are voices in your head or people from your past or your present who you think would disapprove? Is it that you really want to do it, but you're just kind of scared at the same time? Right. And all of those things would have, like, you know, this is hard to have a pretend conversation when I'm not actually getting the answers. So I'm just giving you some thoughts, some things to think about. And I hope you can see if you're a longtime listener. Every single episode that I do, it always comes back to like these subconscious beliefs and these subconscious parts and all these things that, honestly, it's been so life-changing to me to go through that, for me to go through the process of learning these and having these exercises done on me, because I just had no idea before I did, right? How much my brain was like keeping me kind of stuck or keeping me, you know, keeping me safe always, but keeping me from doing the things that I really wanted to do. So, without knowing the answers to those questions, I'll just kind of assume. I would invite you definitely to like journal through these questions. You can definitely reach out over on Instagram at It's Megan Barrett, and I'm happy, happy, happy to like DM with you and ask you more questions and get to the root of what's going on, because I really do believe that if we have these thoughts and these dreams inside of us, that you got to make a decision. I won't say like that everything you want to do, you need to do, but if it's something that really feels true for you that you want to have happen, but you're just scared or you're unsure what people will think, those are the things that's like you got to do it because that's what you're here to do. And that's what makes you unique and that's what makes you wonderful. And so, yes, human design is a fun tool to kind of dig in and get a chart and some information and like here's a type and here's some different things about you. But you're living the life, right? Like you have the ideas and the dreams and the things inside of you that you want to do. And so my question is, like, what is holding you back right now from doing them? If you're sitting there and you're thinking, I mean, so it can go both ways. It can be like you really want to do something, but you're scared or other people don't want you to do it. It can also be like you don't want to do it, but you feel pressure to do it. So getting clear on, is that what's happening? Which direction is it going? At the end of the day, a lot of times it's just a matter of self-trust. Like trusting yourself to know the decision. And once you've made the decision, trusting that that was the right decision to make. Because as my coach says, of course it's the right decision because it's the one that I made, right? So having that as just a belief, well, that's the decision I made. So of course it was the right decision is so much more freeing than. Was that the right decision? Maybe it was the wrong decision. I'm not sure. Maybe I should rethink about it and keep going in this loop of like, maybe I should, maybe I shouldn't. There's a lot of energy that's wasted in those loops. Okay. If you're feeling tired emotionally and mentally, it's very possible that what is making you tired is going in these loops and staying in these loops and not getting out of these loops. So I learned in one of my week-long trainings that, you know, what moves energy most in your body is making a decision. And so being in a place where you're just not sure is draining, right? So those are some questions for you. I can't really know what I would ask next until I know the answers of what you're answering. But what I will leave you with is just some encouragement. So trusting yourself is like a muscle. It's like confidence, right? If you do it once and like for the first time ever, you decide to trust yourself, it's gonna feel uncomfortable, perhaps. Think about like lifting weights for the first time. It might feel kind of hard. And just keeping that belief, though, that like I have everything that I need to make this decision right now. Okay, you can do all of the like practices and tools. If you are religious, you can pray, you can meditate, you can journal, you can talk to people. And if I knew your human design, I would give you a bunch of other options depending on your authority in human design. But trust yourself, okay? Trust yourself to know, is there someone you need to talk to about this? Or is this something you need to do on your own? Trust yourself that even if you make this decision and you move forward with it, you can always adapt and adjust later on. There's nothing that you can do that's like in the realm of what we're talking about, right? That's like permanent, right? So let's say you quit your job and then later you're like, you know, I think I actually want a job again. Guess what? You can get a job again. Okay. So like in the realm that we're talking about, there is so much room for grace for yourself, for forgiveness for yourself, for testing the waters, for taking action, and knowing that you'll be able to figure it out, whatever happens. So I believe in you. I'm so excited to have just kind of maybe helped you make a decision, maybe helped you get a little clearer on what's going on and why you're in this like mental loop, if you are. And if you would reach out on Instagram, I would really love, like, it's interesting, guys, recording a podcast because I'm like in a room by myself and I love getting feedback like, hey, I listened to your podcast, or hey, you know what? That really stood out to me. Thanks for sharing it. Or, you know, I didn't resonate at all. I don't actually care what the feedback is. I just love hearing from you when you do listen. Because I just see like numbers of how many people have listened and I have no idea who's actually out there. So I would love if you'd connect with me on Instagram or if you're on my email list, reply to my email and would love to just check in, see how you're doing. And thank you for listening. So thanks so much for being here. You can do this. You can do this. You can make your decision. You can make a change if that's the right change for you.
Hey, look at you go. You made it all the way to the end of the episode. That is something to celebrate. Do you know how many people don't finish the things they start? If you liked this episode and want to support me and my mission to help people find purpose, heal their past, and get results, share the love. It would be amazing if you would leave a rating and review or take a screenshot and share it on social media. And if you're ready to dig deep, do the work, and get results, head on over to redeemingrootscoaching.com to join the email list and book a discovery call to see if working together would be a good fit. Thank you so much for listening today. See you next time.